What is up, guys? My name is Ethan Shufflebarger.
My name is George Wall.
Let's get in the thick of it. Here we are.
Man, we're back.
And I know what you're asking there, viewer. Ethan, George, it's been 2 years.
It has been 2 years. Isn't it crazy? Is that not crazy?
It's insane. It's, you know, to think 2 years ago we were doing this podcast.
Man, life's changed us, I think, a little bit. It's been crazy, man.
It's good that it has. It's a good thing that we are growing in some way.
Man, like, it feels good. It feels like I'm back freshman year in Legacy 242. Turning the lights out, like, getting the Discord pulled up and just about to call Ethan, man. Like
me sitting in the soundproofed room, cramped, trying to balance my laptop in my lap on a chair while people run past the door.
Wow.
Just hoping the microphone doesn't pick it up. Good times.
Let's just get caught up, man. Like, you know, like we're here, we're back. Little surprise episode. I think I just shot Ethan a text and I was just like, hey, like, birthday. Yeah,
I called you on your birthday, and I think your mom said something.
Yeah, mom, shout out. Like, listen, mom, great, she's awesome. You guys know that. Shout out, mom.
Both moms. Both my mother moms. Yeah. Recently, you know, over the past 2 years, we've had a few people ask us about, I'd say a little bit more than a few. I mean, people mention the podcast, right? And it's always like one of those things, be like, it'd be nice to start it again, but who knows? And then probably like, I think we both knew we wanted to do it when it only took mentioning it once for both of us to be on board.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a very casual, like, we could do that. And we were like, okay, well, why not? But it's good to be back. It's good to, you know, good to be, I don't know, creating something again in this type
I think
of
that
space.
Was the thing that, like, I liked the most about what we were doing, because we did the R shows and then we come into school and we had the idea for the podcast. We worked on it in the summer, came to fruition in the fall, very bare bones, and we fleshed it out a little bit. And we were joking about the music. but I think the coolest part about doing the podcast is just the opportunity to create and to talk and to just tell you guys what's going on in our lives. And so I think that's kind of where we're going to kick things off.
Speaking of creating, George, I've heard that you've been pretty instrumental in the creation of a little fraternity there,
man,
at Mercer. I think that would be I think that a lot of people would love to hear about what you've been doing.
I feel like we gotta go back a little bit. Like,
okay, that's fair.
Really, our last episode was what, in August, right? August of 2020.
Oh man,
and August 23rd or something. And so you bring out the fraternity. The idea for that literally probably came like 2 weeks later. And man, like, really, that kind of was the next thing to happen. Like, it was that's just kind of what God put in my heart right then and there. And man, there's so much you could talk about, Ethan. Like,
well, let's start with,
I don't know where to start.
You know, I'm sure this has been two in the making.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to start Bucks? Who and what was the starting point of the chapter founded?
Yeah, so really the idea just came from, we had a friend at UGA that was in Bucks, and the story kind of goes, we were in Savannah that weekend. It's so funny because it was not long after our last episode. Thinking back now, we were in Savannah, and I had just met Ishan over the summer, and Josh, who is Ishan's best friend, they were high school best friends, and Lance, we were in Savannah celebrating one of our friend's birthdays. And I remember while we were there, I remember seeing Ishan was at a date party in Athens, and I was like, man, what's Ishan doing? And Josh was like, he's at a Bucks party. And I said, what's Bucks? And that's just kind of where it started. And man, there is a plethora of things. We could spend several episodes just talking about that entire process and all the stuff that I learned through it and how I've grown through it. I mean, God has used Bucks in my life tremendously over the last 2 years, year and a half, whatever it's been. But yeah, that's just kind of how it started, man. It was really just a road trip to Savannah. Yeah.
So we, I know that, I mean, Bucks is founded now, right? This chap, this
yeah.
colony has, this is, it's on its way.
It is. It's
it
here.
Is, it's official. It's here. Official.
We're done, man. Like, it's, the process of founding is done. Like, we founded on January 28th, 2022.
January 28th, 2020.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, okay, January 28th. Okay. So what is your official title as a... As in the organization,
I am the president of.
Wow,
Bucks.
That's very neat. That's really cool. I didn't know that. I was not.
Man,
sure.
Just learning new stuff. It's yeah. It's such a. If you would have told freshman George he would be president of a fraternity, man, yeah. That I would have not believed you for a second. and man, the fact that God's allowed me to do this and orchestrated the events to where I can be here and be in this position is, it's really cool. And I'm just, I don't know, it's humbling, but the relationships I've gotten to build though is what's the most important part. And it's really good. It's a lot of fun. And the opportunity to serve guys, you know, we talked a lot about SLU. I talked a lot about SLU in the last, you know, our last string of episodes. And man, like SLU prepared me a lot to lead for Bucks. And so, yeah, super cool, totally God, and it's just a blessing, man, just a blessing.
I must say, it's impressive. I think a lot of people also agree and probably are a little jealous of your rampant success in college, absolute stud.
Dude, you know, George I'm Wall. Being so serious right now. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to put this out there. This is not going to be cut out, like, I won't want to be at Valdosta. I was going through my head, like, they just found one at Kennesaw. Valdosta is like four times bigger than Mercer.
See,
why don't she
we'll
found a chapter? Why won't she be a founding chapter president? Man, Ethan, tell me, like, I know that you've been killing it. Like, you're like a vice president of a bank now. Is that right?
So I don't know if you said the last episode was August 2020.
Yeah, something right? like that. August 23rd. I don't know what it was. Something like that.
So I worked at a yogurt shop, and I drove a yogurt truck, which I must say that was a very fun job. I had, you know, I quit for, you know, reasons that are pretty boring.
Yeah.
But that was really fun. I did that, and then I came back this year, and I work in a way less interesting job at a bank.
Mm.
I do boring bank stuff. It's basically like a customer care center, customer service. And I also am like, I'm like a diet teller. It's like, I don't have all the authority of a real bank teller, but I can do a lot of the same things, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I just do that. I do it like people pull up to a little ATM and they can talk to me like through FaceTime pretty much. And I complete their transactions and I reset old people's passwords. So that's what I've been doing. I've been in between, you know, either working the yogurt truck or working at the bank.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time I've been doing school.
How's school been, man? What's your career path right now?
Career path is very in the realm of I don't know what the heck's going on.
Man, nothing has changed in 2 years for either of us.
I'm in the process of trying to get some internships.
Yeah, okay.
Going, you know, with this degree, it's so weird because, as you know, with computer science, everybody talks about you'll never go without a job. There's so many jobs in the computer science field, and that's a blessing and a curse because I have so many options. Obviously, if I'm qualified, it's a question that they have to decide.
Yeah,
but there's
probably
so
not.
Many options. There's so many things out there, dude. You look at like who wants people for internships or who wants interviews, and there's a million different like positions to apply to, and I don't know what half of them are. They're all like super vague. So it is. It's interesting for sure.
I am very uncertain about my future.
Are you uncertain about your career, like your dentistry path? Is that still
so
a thing?
It's funny you say that because I've actually kind of recently decided not, at least for the time being, that's not the path I want to pursue.
Okay.
And it's funny that it's happening now because I really only have one class left. I've got biochemistry left. I've taken a year. I've taken bio one, bio two, chem one, chem two, organic one, organic two, physics. So it's all the hard classes, but I only have biochem left. And I'm just kind of sitting here at the end of it. And man, I just want to, you know, I've had a lot of amazing dentists that have given me the opportunity to shadow. Shout out to Dr. Ray Duke for being like the first dentist to allow me to come in and watch and just get to see like what does a dentist do, like and then just I spent a lot of hours there over a couple summers. Huge shout out to Dr. Ray and Miss April, and then Carson, Nathan, Lauren, Hayden, Mason, just the whole Duke family. They're our neighbors, and so big shout out to them. Also big shout out to Dr. Riccardi for letting me come shadow there last summer. I spent a lot of hours there shadowing and gave me just more really good insight into dentistry. And like, it really, like, those experiences, like, if there were two dentists that were going to make me want to be a dentist, it was Dr. Ray and Dr. Riccardi. And they, like, certainly did not move the needle, like, the other way. Like, they made me consider it more. I think it's just some of my goals I kind of am just not totally sure of yet. And so I want to leave the door open for maybe working in finance or something like that. And so I'm really not sure, which kind of brings me to this summer. You mentioned you're looking at some summer internships. And I actually got confirmation today. Drum roll, please. We're about to go full circle here, Ethan. Are you ready? I am interning full time for SLU in the summer.
Yay! That's great.
Yeah, I'm super super pumped. It's been a thing. Like, I've been talking with them about it for a few months now. But the main kind of hurdle I had to clear was with the school. Mm-hmm. Basically, the internship and is going to count for like credit here at school. So I had to make sure all those I's were dotted and T's were crossed. And I just got confirmation today that they were. So now it's just a matter of kind of ironing out the last logistics, and I'll be serving with SLU June and July.
That is great. Now, forgive me for my lack of understanding, but didn't you? So, what did you do last summer?
Sure. Now, that's a good question. For those of you who don't know, at Student Leadership University, if you've listened to the podcast before, you've heard us talk about it. We've interviewed four of their staff members before at one time, which was so much fun. SLU is a Christian leadership conference for high schoolers and even college students to give them a 20-year quantum leap in their ability to think, dream, and lead. And basically, if you want to classify them, they're an education management nonprofit, and they basically just seek to teach students that leadership begins at the feet of Jesus. And I served with them last summer, Ethan, on their San Antonio and DC route. So basically, for volunteers / interns, whatever word you want to use, they have two different routes you can go. You can go serve in Orlando for 5 weeks, or you can go serve in San Antonio and DC for two like separate weeks. And so a lot of alumni staff members will go the San Antonio DC route because it's a little bit more flexible with their summer. They can do one or the other. But this summer it's an internship, but I'm kind of going to be like a step up, like have more responsibility, than a typical, you know, week-long staff member or, you know, summer-long volunteer would be. So super excited.
So does that mean you're still going to be on – are you still going to be – you say you're going to be training people.
Why don't I just read you the job description?
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because are you still going to be at these camps? Are you still going to be
I'll just go through what the job description is. So really the job description is really kind of whatever. It's just whatever they need. Which I'm excited for. I love a lot of different components. There's different aspects about SLU that like I want to be involved with and will have the opportunity to. But basically the primary focus of the position, I'm reading from an email I was sent by Anna Walker, my boss, my future boss, will be to assist in the logistics and administrative responsibilities of our nonprofit organization. So basically what I said, just helping with everything.
Okay.
As well as on-site execution of the SLU programs. I'll be in Orlando for a couple weeks to start off with, about June 6th to like June 19th, June 20th to the 30th. I'll be in San Antonio serving at the 101 conferences there, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's the baseline conference. I'll go back to Orlando for week 4 of 101 in Orlando, and then I'll be in D.C. from July 9th to July 15th doing 201. So that's last awesome. Summer I did just San Antonio and D.C., just those 2 weeks. But this summer I'll be doing Orlando as well in between all that. So, yeah, man, I'm so excited. I could talk about it for a long time, but you know that. Ethan knows that. But what are some of the things that have come up for you, Ethan? Like, what are some of the potential positions that you're thinking about of the array of different places you could go?
You see a lot of big ones, and you're like, oh, crap, man, I could never make that. Like Snapchat.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I saw Starbucks one. The what I am looking for and what a lot of them will do is they want someone who's kind of like doesn't know what's going on, that's fresh, because they want to train you the way they want to train you, right? Yeah. So it's like, hey, come work for Starbucks. We'll teach you how we do things. So that way that's the only way you know how to do it. And then if we like you, we'll keep you. And that's like kind of the model a lot of these guys do, is it's like, hey, we kind of expect you to know nothing but like the basic logistics of programming. We don't expect you to know like exactly how our software works or what we do or what we specialize in. We'll teach you all that. If you really suck, we're just not going to ask you to come back. That's it. Like, we're not going to, you know, there's not a ton of risk.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see how that goes. I'm also trying to figure out how that's going to work with like my summer schedule as far as like working at the bank. Cause it's the thing, right? Like, they hired me at the bank with the assumption that I'd be able to work pretty much, you know, they know that I'd be leaving as soon as I graduate, but in the summers they do kind of need me. And it's just kind of this weird position where if I ask for the summer off, that pretty much I'm asking to quit. And so I can't come back by senior year. So it's like a weird little thing I'm trying to figure out how to dance around. There is some stuff in Valdosta that's a little bit lower level, but I mean, I'm also like at the lowest level you can be on the totem pole. So that's like right up my alley, you know. It's not like I have any experience other than just,
that's so exciting though. I mean, like, you know, that's tough. That's a tough position to be in.
It'll all work out one way or the other. You know, it's also just kind of a fun thing. Like, I'd love the chance to go work for some preppy company out in California, wherever, for a summer.
And dude, just apply. You know, do it.
Yeah, that's the hope. You should see how many applicants they get.
Bro.
The thing is a lot of them are also just like me. So there's not a ton of fear.
Listen. Before the next episode comes out, whether that's in 2 weeks or whenever, you've got to have applied.
I'll go find a fun company
and then come tell us about it later.
I'll do it.
Snapchat, Facebook, like,
I'll try to find something interesting. If not one of the big ones, something kind of like weird.
Yeah.
Because there's some weird stuff. You see some really weirdo stuff. You're like, that exists?
Yeah.
So I'll find something. So I want to, you know, we kind of glazed past, you said finance. Is that following in the family footsteps?
I'm not sure. I think right now, if you really want to hear just where my thoughts are, candidly, it's I'm really considering just kind of getting a passionate job, like something I'm passionate about for a couple years. Serving somewhere, or maybe just kind of like a 1 year, 2 year program, and just kind of getting my feet under me. Like, I know a lot of students do that. But really the thought this whole time has been either dental school or MBA. And now it's just kind of like, I'd totally be interested in getting my MBA, but I think there might be some other opportunities, that would not allow me to study. And so I don't know, just want to really just be obedient. Oh, yeah. You want to hear my heart, like, not to spill, but want to be obedient where God's leading me and trying to discern through all that. But I think ultimately, like, I want to end up in finance. I want to end up managing money and building relationships with clients, and that kind of thing. Who knows though? I don't really know. I'm pretty open.
I promise. I have questioned this. I love this computer science stuff, but man, I've wondered, like, should I have like tried to pursue something in writing? Because I enjoy writing a lot, but I don't do it. I don't do it in. You don't do that in computer science unless you're writing comments for your code. So, I'm trying to find an out. One of the things I've been trying to do recently is find some sort of outlet for that. But yeah. Hey, you're not the, listen, I think I'm still going to follow, but the computer science route, but it's definitely, isn't it so like kind of hard to look back after like at this point and be like, ooh, I'm not certain about this anymore. It's a very like tough thing to admit. Cause I'm sure, you know, like at least for me, I've looked back and been like, oh crap. Like, is this, am I sure about this? You know, yeah, like it's, definitely. I've just committed 3 years to something that I now second guess. Mm. And it's kind of like, ooh.
There's a statistic that like 75% of people end up not working in their major or something like yeah. that. So,
hey, maybe it's for the best.
So funny. Well, maybe just kind of wrapping up here, like, obviously we just kind of jump straight into everything, but maybe to just like end where maybe we should have began, like, it's good to be back. It's good to be back on the mic with you, Ethan, and catch up.
Oh yeah. Likewise.
And we have a certain someone that is about to, man, talk about life coming to like fruition over the last 2 years. Chandler Wright. Chandler Wright is about to get married.
That's,
I mean, we all knew it was coming. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. I just, man, am I gonna let him get married before me? Do I have to like close this gap within this next year? I gotta get married in like February. That way I can be like, yeah, you did it first.
Speed. I had to get married yesterday. No, but man, so I'm excited. I'm gonna see Ethan. I'm gonna see you at the wedding.
Yep.
I mean, T minus a couple weeks, but huge shout out to Chandler and Katie. I mean, you know, Chandler is one of the brothers, and it's just always been a supporter, and we're gonna have a little bit of a reunion, a little bit of a send off, I think. A brother's send off
into the adult, like he, we'll you know, not talk on Chandler's behalf too much, but man has gotten a job.
He does,
like, getting a wife.
We're growing up, man. Growing up.
Hey, I feel like a little kid over here sometimes. Like, dang, bro, you like speed ran it now. Man. We did a speed run of adulthood.
We did, so. Man. The freaking 2 years have flown. Just to bring it back kind of to a close, just to all you guys out there listening, I think Ethan and I both want to bring the podcast back. Is that fair to say?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking the other person I'm talking to.
Dude, I've wanted to do this for a while. I think now, I don't know, maybe we are we're a little bit more equipped to start, you know,
that's a good
doing
word.
This the way we wanted to do it.
That's a good word. I'll just say this. We want to do it, but we only want to do it if you guys want us to do it. So, I was telling Ethan this story. I mean, I've had, it's not like it happens every day, but I mean, probably like once a month, like someone asked me about the podcast, like on average, and just kind of like, what happened to it? Or maybe not even that frequently. Sometimes it happens in spurts. But I feel like over the break, I had like 3 or 4 people ask me. And it was like the last time someone asked me, I think it was like after Christmas. And I was like, yeah, like Ethan and I, like it just, you know, didn't work out. And we looked at bringing it back, but schedules didn't work out. And I tried some stuff here at Mercer and it didn't work out. And this whole vision for it and just didn't pan out just because of life. And after I had that conversation, I got an email literally that night, if I'm remembering correctly, from our hosting service saying congrats on passing 4,500 downloads. and I don't know, it was just really ironic, but that to say, I think if this episode can hit 200 downloads, I think 200 is a fair number, right? We used to average that.
Can we smash 200 likes?
Can we smash 300? No. I think if this episode can pass 200 downloads, and there's enough interest out there, like we want to do this. We want to build the brand. We have some shared vision, I think, as we were discussing earlier. And so no promises. We're full. We've been filled with empty promises. I think we've executed well, honestly, just being candid on the mic. We've executed well in the past, but we've also fallen short and just like not delivered on some things.
Big dreams.
A lot big of times, dreams. We're big dreamers.
Some of those come to fruition. Some of those fall by the wayside.
And but so we're
still dreaming.
Shout out to Logan Lovelace for vision and strategy. But we want to put some strategy behind the vision, and we only want to do that if there's interest. And so this is kind of our filler episode, a surprise drop.
I think a good way to wrap this up would be something we should have done at the beginning. What I'm looking at right here is a 5-star review from Poe Girl. It says, congrats on season one.
Wait.
Some things can't die. We can't
afford
to.
Some things never change. That's for sure.
So we get from a year ago. Sorry for getting back to you so late, but we have Poe Girl. Congrats on season one. Congratulations on completing season one of the pod. I found out about your show at Back to School Retreat last year and have listened to every episode. I can't wait to hear the first episode of the summer. How about the first episode of the spring? You guys are super entertaining, but I also enjoy hearing how God is at work in your lives. Great job, guys. Thanks for letting us in on your lives.
Big word.
Now check out Colony House and City of Light.
Both bangers. Both are bangers. Man. Dude, 51 ratings? Give us a rating. Let's get 200 downloads, and let's do this thing. But with that...
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with the wait. The fact that you're listening now, giving us a second chance.
Yeah, respect.
But no, we'll see what happens with season... I guess this is season two of In the Thick of It.
We could do that.
You could call it that.
We could do that.
We may scrap that completely and just this... See, there are no seasons, but, you know...
With that,
guys, this has been me, Ethan Shufflebarger,
and me, George Wall.
Thanks for listening
to In the Thick of It.